The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Baba Batra. This Masechet, the longest Masechet in Shas, page-wise, has been dedicated by our good friend and pioneer student in the Daf Yomi Shi'ur, Adam Azrak Hashem Yishmeru V'chayehu, for the Hatzlacha of his dear children, that they should grow up to give him much nahat, they should have chokhmah, binah, vada'at, and be'ezrat Hashem, they should be zuche in the right time to the proper zivugim, b'parnasa, osher v'chavod, me'ata v'ad olam, to him and his wife and his entire family. Amen.
Amen.
Daf Samech Dalet, we're in Perek HaMocheret HaBayit. Today's daf is being studied in Nishmat Avraham ben Esther. Ruach Hashem, tenichenu b'gan Eden. Amen. We begin today's daf on Samech Gimal Amud Bet. And we start right 2 lines on the bottom of the Tashema. We're actually analyzing a statement of Rav Dimi from Nehar De'a. Rav Dimi of Nehar De'a said that when a person buys a house, stam, just buy it, it doesn't include the underneath of the house. Meaning, let's say the seller wants to come after and build a tunnel underneath the house, he can. So I sold you the house. I didn't sell you the dirt underneath the house. As long as it doesn't ruin the foundation, of course. He can do that. Rav Dimi held, if you want to include the underneath of the house and the roof, the airspace, you have to add the words Umka Viruma. Umka means I'm selling you the house plus the Omek, plus the depth, and the room. Room is the height, the airspace over the roof. Otherwise, he keeps that for himself. That's Hadush of Rav Dimi. You could argue and say, no, I'm selling you a bayit. Bayit includes everything, the house, underneath the house, on top of the house. No, you have to add those words, Umka Viruma. So now the Gemara is going to try to bring a proof to Rav Dimi. Tashema. Come, we'll bring you Ra'ayah. Ra'ayah is actually from our Mishnah. Velo etagag bizman chiyesh lo ma'ake gavoa asara tefahim. Okay, we learned that case in the Mishnah. This guy is selling a house. So I'm selling you to buy it. He didn't say the words Umka Viruma. He just said, buy it. Okay? So it doesn't come with the roof. If the roof has a fence that's 10 tefachim high, the roof is not included. Right? So comes the Gemara and says, V'isal kadatach bistama kane Umka Viruma. But if you're going to say that when you sell a house, that it comes with the roof and it comes with the omega, it comes with the underneath of the house, ki gavoa asara tefachim may have it, why shouldn't you be kune? Which is, if Rav Dimi, it's a proof to Rav Dimi. Because if stam bayit includes the roof, so then why did the Mishnah say when you sell a bayit, it doesn't include a roof that has ten tefachim, so it has ten tefachim, what's the difference? So therefore, Rav Dimi must be right. I mean, you're selling standby. It doesn't include the roof. So Gemara says, "No, kevan de gavoa asarat tefachim hashiv." Really, I'll tell you, standby it includes the roof and includes the underneath. But when you have a roof that's high ten tefachim with the fences, that's a makom hashuv already. That already, even stam, it's not going to be kodeh that. Which means I can argue on Rav Dimi. The stam really, you don't got to say om kaviruma. Stam, it includes the roof and underneath the house. What about the Mishnah that said it doesn't? Mishnah is a separate case. That case, no matter where it's ten tefachim high, the walls, that's a makom hashuv. That you have to be specific. But stam, it would include it. So if you have no ra'ayah for Rav Dimi. Good? But it's makom hashuv, which is even the rabbis that said when you say stam bayit includes the roof, they didn't mean every roof. They meant the stam roof. But a roof that's 10 to 5 miles, that's a separate domain in itself. So you can't bring it out, yeah. Okay, Amar de Ravina de Ravashe, Tashema. Now we go the other way. Now we're going to try to prove against Rav Dimi. You know, it goes back and forth. Like Rav Dimi, against Rav Dimi. Proves back and forth. The Amar Shlakish, Shlakish said, we learned this Gemara already. Zot omeret, amocher bayit lachavero. Guy sells a house to his friend. The Amar lo, al menad shediyuta al yonas sheli. Sells him the house, but he says, I'm keeping the top floor. And I'm keeping the diyuta al yonah. So the Gemara says, diyuta al yonah shelo. Okay, so he has a right to keep that item. Va'amrinan lemay hilcheta. So the Gemara asked, lemay hilcheta, which means, for what are you saying that halakha? As we learned in the Mishnah, stam when you sell a house, it doesn't include the roof. So therefore, what do you mean? I'm keeping it for myself. You don't have to say that. It's an automatic. That's the Gemara's question. The diyuta elyona doesn't come with the house. What do you have to make that? What do you have to make that statement for? Right. We saw that on the other Gemara. Right, because we know the Mishnah mocheret abayit, you don't get diyuta elyona. So what do you have to speak it out for? I'm selling that, but I keep the diyuta elyona. I keep the top floor. What do I say that for? So Yom Ram said, Rav Zvid Amar, Rav Zvid explained what he needed for. Shimratza lehotzi bazizi in motzi. He explained from the extra terminology that he used, it leaves him a piece in the chatzer that if he wants to put planks on the side of the house, he can do it. If he didn't say anything, the top floor stays his. That's no problem. By adding it, he's getting something more. He's holding back. Now he's getting the rights for the airspace in the chatzer. I'm selling you the house, but I'm holding back not only the roof. I don't have to speak out. But from the fact that I spoke it out, it allows me to put zizi. The papa amar shimratza lebnot aliyah al gababone. The papa came along and said, it gives him rights if he wants to build on it. Which is not only can he keep the top floor, but it gives him rights if he wants to now put some more floors on it. Right? If he wants to build on it. So Gamzi Gemaran says, the Isal Kadatach, here's the question now. The Isal Kadatach Bistama Lokani, if you're telling me that Stam Lokani, like Rav Dimi said, that when you sell a house, Stam, it doesn't include the Umka Viruma Lamali Almenat. What did he need to say Almenat for? Which means, what did he have to come along and say Almenat Shediyuta Al Yonah Sheli? He didn't have to say that at all, the Chaura, because that, according to Rav Dimi, is an automatic. Which means, if you hold Rav Dimi, like you said, you hold that when you buy a house, doesn't include Umka Viruma. Right? So then what did you come along now and have to say when you bought the house? I'm buying the house, but I'm keeping the Diyuta Elyona. What do you have to say it for? According to Rav Dimi, Umka Viruma, room in this case, the height, is not included. So therefore you're keeping it for yourself. So what is the Hiddush? Why would he have to speak out such a stipulation? It's an automatic. Look at the Rashbam, the Amar Rish Lakish. See Rish Lakish? Midrab Papa Makshe. Oh, it's asking for Rab Papa's interpretation. Because what was Rab Papa's interpretation? His interpretation is he said it. You know why he said it? Because he wants to keep himself the right to build on top. What do you mean? If you say Kaviruma is not included, you have that right without saying it. According to Rav Dimi Stam, a guy sells a house, he keeps the roof to himself. So that gives him rights to build up to the Shemaim. So that Papa says, you know why I said it? To reserve the rights to build up. You don't have to say that to reserve the rights to build up. It's automatic according to Rav Dimi. It must be it's not automatic. So the Gemara says, no, that's not the pshat in the Papa. Really, I can tell you, Stam, you get the roof. So what did he say it for? Ahani le almenad inafil adar banila. He reserved the right that if it falls, he can rebuild it. Which means, Stam, you get the roof. You don't have to say it for that reason. Stam, kaver. Really, I can tell you, like Rav Dimi. That what, Stam, you don't get the roof. Like Rav Dimi. Stam, the kaver uma is not included. Oh, so. So really, you have to say to get the roof. So what did this guy mean over here when he said diyuta al yuna is mine? You don't have to say that the utal yun adzva. It's yours without saying it. As long as you didn't say the words from kavruma, the top roof is yours. Now you know why I said it, to reserve him the right that if it breaks, he can rebuild it. Because normally the deen would be, even though let's say the roof remains mine, but to a certain extent, if it breaks, then already it's it. I lose my rights. Kamashman, by the guy speaking it out clearly, that I'm holding back the diutasha, even though you don't have to speak that out. It's his anyway. Nafkamina means if he didn't speak it, it's his, but if it breaks, he can't rebuild it. But when he says it beferut, diutashte aliona sheli, that gives him the rights even to rebuild it. So therefore, the Gemara tried to bring a proof against Rav Dimi. I'll tell you the proof again. Rav Dimi, you said Stam, it doesn't include the heights. Oh, Stam doesn't include. So what do you have to say it for? So the Papa said, oh, you know what I have to say it for? He said that the Utaliyuna is mine, so he can build on it. What do you mean? You can build on it. If that's the pshat building on it, you don't have to say anything to build on it. It's yours without saying anything. No, that's not pshat in the Papa. Pshat in the Papa is that if it broke, if it fell, you can rebuild it. Oh, that you have to say. Stam, if you didn't say anything, you get to keep it. But if it falls, then that's it. The game's over. Kamashmalan, if you speak out, Abdi Utah Shalan, Shili means you're reserving an extra right over here. You didn't got to speak that out. It's yours without saying anything. So what were you protecting by saying the Utah Lyuna Shili? The rights to rebuild. The Mishnah. Okay. Famous machloket between Hakamim and Babi Akivana. What's the case? Lo etabor velo etadut. This is the first case. Afa bish katav lo omkaviruma, which we know already. Even though you said omkaviruma, that doesn't include the pits and the cisterns and the wells. It only includes underneath the house itself. But since a pit is a separate tashmish, it has a separate function. So even though you said omek, I mean under the house. I don't mean the cistern or the pit in the backyard. That's not even though it isn't the omek. That, remember we said you have to add the words tehom. You have to add the word tehom if you want to include the pits. But if you just say omka viruma, it doesn't include the bor and dut and all that stuff. Okay? I just point out, lo tabor velo tadut. The Gemara is going to explain what's the difference between a bor and a dut. We explain it simply as a well and a cistern, but the Gemara will explain you the difference. Okay, now we get to the case. V'tzalich likach lo derech. Devre Rabbi Akiva. He's got to buy the derech. Which means, you sold him the house. Okay? I'm doing the seller's point now. Seller sold that, but he gets to keep the board. Yeah, but how's he going to walk to his board now? Because you sold the house. And all the passageways belong to the buyer. So the Bi'akiva says, you got to buy back now a path, so you can walk to your board.
When he sells it.
You sold it, sold the house. So I kept the board for me. Yeah, but how am I going to get there? So now you got to go buy back a derech. That means he holds when you sell, you sold everything. And you got to rebuy it back. Well, it's a hadush of Rabbi Akiva. V'achemim omrim, en tzrich likach lo derech. Achemim say, oh no. When you sold it, you kept the boar and you also kept a path to get to you. What, are you going to fly there? How are you going to get to your boar? You kept the path for yourself. Now we have to see what the machloket is over here. It's an interesting machloket. It's the logic of Rabbi Akiva that when a guy sells, he sells everything. But he knew he needed a derech to get to his pit. No, I have to understand that. Hachamim can understand a little better. Listen, the guy, since he retains the pit, he's also retaining passage rights to walk to the pit. Okay, we'll see. Umodeh Rabbi Akiva, but Rabbi Akiva's modeh bizman she'amar lechutz me'elu. Rabbi Akiva's modeh, when he sold them, Hashbam, Chutz Mibor Vedut, when he actually spoke out, I'm selling you the house, Chutz Mibor Vedut, V'tenai Shelo Letzorichi, he didn't have to say that. Share Enam Bechlal Bayit. Why'd you have to say that for? Why'd you have to say, except for the Bor and the Dut, isn't that, that's not included. So from the fact that he added extra words, Rashbam says, "Ela letefuye miltakate." Tefuye means he added extra words. V'shiyel lo derech. Then it means he's already holding himself to derech. So when you speak it out clearly, even Rabbi Akiva will say, he spoke it out clearly in order to hold the derech for him. Good? Ulabanan. What are the rabbis hold? Lo atal de tefuye klal. He wasn't coming to add anything. De belav achi shiel la'atzmo derech. He gets the derech anyway. Because the rabbis always get the derech. No, no, he's keeping the board for himself. Meaning, I'll sell you the house. Chutz mebor vedut that I keep. Hey, what'd you say that for? That's not included anyway. Oh, so now Rabbi Akiva said, in that case, he said it to keep the derech. So the Rabbanan say, nah. So you're getting the derech anyway. Right? Rabbanan say he gets the derech anyway. So what'd you say it for? So he says, he did it to be safe. שלא יומר אלוקח קוד הבית מחר תדיב ולא עקב את הדרך שאין כל מוכרים מוכרים בקיאים בדינים. Which means not every מוכר is an expert or really knows the law, so the guy wanted to make it very clear, right? The buyer is going to come along and say, it's my derech. See, I don't want this guy to start. He don't know the laws. He don't know the laws that the derech belongs to me. So you know what? Let me be extra. I'm keeping the board and the dut for myself, just to be safe. Hakim, you don't have to say that. The derech belongs to the seller, regardless. So what do you add these extra words just to make it clear? Because you don't want the buyer to come along and say, no. You sold me the derech. That's why you spoke of that extra. So here we have a fantastic machlokes. We have to see the logics here between Rabbi Akiva and Hachamim, and the logic has to be consistent in both cases. So we're going to have to wait for the Gemara. Very good. Okay, Gemara. Before we get to the Akiva and Hachamim, we got to get to the Bor Dut situation. Yatid Rabbi Navika Kasha le Hainu Bor, Hainu Dut. Let's have a question. This is the same item. It's a cistern that holds water. I'm a Bor Dut. The same thing. No, Amale Rabat Tosfa'a le Rabbi Nata Shema de Tanya Hada Bor ve Hada Dut Bekarka. You're right. Both bor and dut are in the ground. Ela shabor b'chafira v'hadut b'binyan. Bor is n'chafira, that's just dug in the ground itself. And a dut is b'binyan, meaning it's cemented like. It's a well in the ground that you plaster it on the side, whatever it is. So it has a binyan aspect to it, okay? With walls, it has walls, cement walls. יתיב רבי השם יחקש אלה, היינו בור, היינו דוד. אמר נאמור, כאן ששם בלד הפרסדה רבי השם, תשמע, דתן יחד הבור וחד הדוד בקרקע, אלא שהבור בחפירה, והדוד בבניין. So now the question would be on us, is what do you need two cases out in the Mishnah? Why does it have to say בור and דוד? Just say one of the other. So look at Rashbam. Rashbam says, bottom Rashbam on the page, Hofrin, Bebinyan, Hofrin bor be'afar tihuah, they build an bor with afar, a soft afar, ubonin lo kotel abanim, and then they build a, let's say, a wall of stones around it. Okay? That's what it really is. It's a stones around the bor. It sounds like on the outside of the bor. So it's like it has a stone wall on the outside. Umikli dut. Okay. Vilkach. Listen to these words of the Rashbam now. Ita na bor. If it just would have said bor, hava mina hanimili bor shu b'chafira. That's why it's not included with the house. Because it's just a hole in the ground. Aval dut shu b'binyan ke'en bayit. But the dut is like the house. It's like a building. It's like a structure. I would have thought that it would become a bayit. I would have maybe comes with the house. That's what it has to say. Dut. V'itana dut, if it only said dut, mishum de binyan b'fnei atzmohu. I would say the reason why it doesn't come at the house, because it's a separate binyan. But maybe the bor, it's auxiliary to the house. Kamash ma'alan, that bor to. So therefore, bor and dut had to be spoken out for its respective chedushim. Good. Okay, now we get to the Rabbi Akiva HaChemim argument over here. וסליח לקח לו דרך דברר בי עקיבה. והחמים אומרים, אין עוד צריך. Let's review again. What did the בי עקיבה say? Amazing, amazing חדוש. You sell the house, you keep the board and dut for yourself, that's not included, like we said, but you got to buy back a דרך for yourself. which means until you buy back the derech, you really have no access to your own board. You got to tell the guys, I'll pay you, you know, $1,000 a year to give me the road that I can access. Can you say, no, that's, it comes with it. You keep me the board, you keep the road also. I got to now renegotiate the road. Okay, what's the pshat here? My lab, how come it comes here? Must be, the argument is in the following, Sevara. The Rabbi Akiva Savar, Mokher Ba'ayin Yafa Mokher, Rabbanan Savre, Mokher Ba'ayin Ra'a Mokher. Ud Ka'amar Namim Me'alma Rabbi Akiva Le'ta'amed Amar Mokher Ba'ayin Yafa Mokher, Me'acha. Which means, this is the source of the Mahloket between Hakamim and Rabbi Akiva throughout Chas, when there's a seller sell with a generous eye. We've seen other cases, for example, where we had the subject of a seller sells with a generous eye. You remember where we talked about it? Not here first, we talked about by a tree. When you sell a tree. So we said, does it come with the land around the tree or not? So the Rabbi Akiva said, it comes with the land around the tree. Nafkamina, if the tree dies, the guy can replant another tree underneath. Hakamim said, no. This, the tree sold it to me. It's something on the land underneath. If the tree dies, that's it. Finish. It doesn't have the land. And we said, what's the machloket over there? Rabbi Akiva says, Mocher, Ba'ayin Yafahu Mocher. I'm selling you the tree with the land underneath it. If he wants to replant, he can. Hakamim said, no, Ba'ayin Ra'ahu Mocher. Where did they get that from? This is it. This is the source. Oh, so let's speak it out. The guy sold the house. He keeps the board for himself. When a guy sells, he sells Ba'ayin Yafah, meaning he sold him the house, he sold him the derech, he sold him everything. So therefore he's got to renegotiate to get the derech back, because Mokher Ba'ayin Yafah Mokher. But Sheikh Rachamim, Mokher Ba'ayin Ra'ahu Mokher. When he sells it with a stingy eye. He sells the minimum he's going to sell, and whatever he keeps for himself, he's going to keep for himself. Therefore he keeps the derech for himself. So that's the machloket over here. And that's the lashon of the Gemara. Udeka'amar, second line. Udeka'amar name be'alma. And that which we say in other cases, like the case of the tree in the ground, Rabbi Akiva le ta'amed amar mocher ba'ayin yafa mocher, that Rabbi Akiva is following his reasoning. Where is that reasoning? Me'acha. It's from here. This is the source. Look at the Rashbam. Top line in Rashbam. Here's the case of the trees. He sold them a tree. And there was some ground next to the tree. He gets the karka. If the tree dies, yamut ita ahed mikolo. Rabbanan, this is the source. So the Gemara says, oh, so that's how you want to explain? Ayin Yafa, not Ayin Yafa. Sorry, not going to work out. Why? So the Gemara says, Mimai, who told you that this is the Sevara? Dilma, Rabbi Akiva Savar, En Adam Rotse, Shiiten Ma'otav, Vidrisuhu Ahirim. Maybe a different sevara. A guy doesn't pay money, so they're going to trample on his property. Jesus. Now look at it from the buyer's standpoint. Guy's buying a house. I'm buying a house knowing that you're going to now every day trample on my property to get to your board. So since the logic is a buyer doesn't buy with that kavana, and the seller knows that. The seller knows that what the buyer is thinking. So therefore Rabbi Akiva says, since the buyer doesn't buy an item, he doesn't spend money, and then he's going to know people are going to trample on his property, so the seller knowing that never had kavanah really to hold that back. Therefore, he has to buy the derech back. Different sevara. Understand the sevara? A seller, he's paying money. When I pay money, with my logic, I'm going to pay money now knowing that every day this guy's going to be walking back and forth on my property. Who's going to buy such a property? Ella, it's understood by the buyer's standpoint, and he look on it, she dresu, that they're going to be dores my property, and the seller knows that also. So the seller has kavana, take the whole thing. Oh, he wants to, then can we negotiate? Let me favor, can I use my little sliver of derech to walk to my board? That's Rabbi Akiva's logic. It's a different logic. It's not getting into ayin yafa and not ayin yafa. It's a different way of thinking. And what's Hakamim's logic? V'rabanan savre en adam rotze shiyitol ma'ot v'yifrach be'avir. Right?
A
guy doesn't sell something to somebody and then now he has to fly. What does it mean? How am I going to get to my board now? Do I have to fly? What, am I a bird? How am I going to get to my board? I need this derech. Which means, I sold you my house, and I kept the board and do it for myself, because that's the deen. Okay, now how am I going to get to it? The only way I can get to it, if I don't keep myself a derech, I got to fly. In Adam mocher davar, that's going to cause him not to have access to. That's basically what it's saying. Which actually makes a lot of sense. I'm selling you the house, right? So I kept the board for us. What's the purpose of the board if I can't get to it? If I didn't save myself a derech, what's the only way? And he said, I have to fly there. So therefore, I go to Akhim, their logic is, the buyer knew that also. So when the buyer was buying, he knew he was only buying the house. He knew the guy wasn't selling him a derech. You know, this guy's not a bird. He's gonna fly to his dude. Ela, it's understood. Therefore, they say you don't even have to renegotiate the derech. You understand these two sevarot? First white line of the Gemara. Gemara says, "Oh, that's the sevara. No, that cannot be the sevara. Why? The ela nesefa. Go to the end of our Mishnah. What was the last case of the Mishnah? Machran le'acher. That's clearly where he sold the house to somebody, and he kept the board in the dut." To himself, but beferush, right? He said, "I am keeping the board and the dude, right?" So, what did Rabbi Akiva say in that case? Rabbi Akiva omer, "Eno sarich likach lo derech." In that case, he doesn't have to take the derech. The derech is automatically included. He keeps the derech. That's why he specified it. He keeps the derech. V'achamim omrim sarich, and achamim say sarich. His reverse logics here. His exact reverse, what we said. Because according to Rabbi Akiva, what's Rabbi Akiva's logic? Rabbi Akiva's logic is that a guy doesn't pay money for guys to trample. Right? So therefore we say, automatically, you got to renegotiate the derech. You got to buy the rights. Here, what's Rabbi Akiva saying? Rabbi Akiva is saying, when you say that the board and the dut is mine, so he says, it includes the derech. Hachamim is saying the opposite also. Hachamim said originally that what the guy reserves the right to have a derech, because the guy doesn't go, is he going to fly on his flight to his board? But in this case he says, no, you got to buy a derech from the guy. So if you tell me that's the sevara, what changes at the end of the Mishnah? Already it's a reverse sevara. At the end of the Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva says, you get the derech. Well, you get the derech. I thought according to Rabbi Akiva, you don't get the derech. I thought according to Rabbi Akiva, God doesn't want you to trample on his property. When here you're saying what? No, when he speaks it out, bod and dut, he gets to keep the, he gets to keep it. So what happened there? So Gemara says, Dilma beha peligi. Maybe the logic is like this. Did Rabbi Akiva savar batar da'ata delokeya hazlinan? Verabbanan savre batar da'ata democher hazlinan. Oh, new sevara. What's the new sevara? Look at the Rashbam. Vidilma beha peligi. See, it's after they get wide. Last words on the line in the Rashbam. V'dilma ba'a peligi. New way of looking at the machloket. The Rabbi Akiva savar batar datad lokei hazinan. Kilomar. Ben Rabbanan, Ben Rabbi Akiva, hashivi lushte ta'anot derisa uperihat avir. The betarvayu adam makpid. Really, I can tell you, Rabbi Akiva and Hachamim both hold these two sevarot. They hold the sevara of a guy doesn't want the guy. Trespass. And he also holds a sevara that a guy says, "I'm not going to fly to my board." They both agree to those. So what's the machloket over here? Ela de Rabbi Akiva miyape koach lokeach bechol makom sheyesh to ta'ana keneged mocher. who has the stronger claim in a sale? Rabbi Akiva always gives the benefit to the buyer. That the, there's claims on both sides. Everybody agrees. Both have claims. This guy claims, how am I going to fly to my board? And this guy has a claim, what am I going to get trespassed? So now the machloka between the rabbis and achanim is, who's claimed the benefit when both have claims? So the Rabbi Akiva says, advantage, lokeyah, the buyer. ועזל בתת דתת דלוקה בשום דלא שדי אין זוזה בכדי והיה יודע מוכר שכבת דלוקה לקנות דבר שלם. He knew the seller knew that he was wanted to buy a complete item, so he נפסד במקור כלום. תרדם משקבע אותם לאיבוד הלכך יד לוקח על עליונה ולא חיישינו לטענת מוכר נגדו כלל. I, but the seller also has a claim. What am I going to fly to my board? That claim is not as strong as the lokeyah's claim. Even though he has a claim, but we in that case you give it to Rokeya. Verabanan azil batal dat no mocher deyad ba'al ashtar al tahtona. He says the guy with the star, he's on the bottom, and the mocher is the guy that has the advantages. Aval gabe, okay, good. So from the Mishnah. We want to explain that could be that's the new machloket over here. That's the sevara over here. The sevara is, do you give the claim to the lokeyah, or do you give the claim to the mocher? Look at there's one more line. Aval gabim machar ilanot v'shiyer karka. Oh, but the case of the tree and the ground underneath it, deleka lo lemocher velo lokeyah ta'anat derisa uprihat avir ema tarvayu modu o ayin yafo o ayin ra'ah. Right. Which means, there, in the case of the tree and the land, that's got nothing to do with this. That's an ayin yafai and an ayin ra'ah issue. Over there, it's not an issue of flying to the property or dirisat regel, trampling it. Those sivirot don't work by the tree case over there. By the tree case over there, okay, that's a machloket. Ayin yafa, ayin ra'ah. But here it's not working like that. Here it's two different sevarot. Originally we thought to say, oh, the sevara over here is ayin yafa, ayin ra'ah. Just like the tree case. No, the tree case is one working with one sevarot of ayin yafa and ayin ra'ah. Here it's working different items. Here the logic is what? Both have claims. You got to look at both sides. Both have good claims. The she'ilah is who's stronger? So the Rabbi Akiva looks at the buyer has a stronger claim. And Rabbi Anachamim look at the seller that has a stronger claim. Now, comes the Gemara and says, okay. Now, good, we don't want to go further here. But what we want to do now is just review this. This is where we want to stop today. But we want to review now just outside the Sheklav V'Tariyah of the Gemara. We started off with the Mahlokah Rabbi Akiva V'Hakamim. Well, let's review the Mahlokah so we have clarity. Guy, first of all, Bordut is not included. That's Kul Alma. Bordut is not included in the sale. Unless you say it clearly.
So it is.
Okay, good. So the Bordut belongs to the seller. Okay, now road. Road? I got to get to it. Rabbi Akiva says, you got to renegotiate. I got to renegotiate to buy it back.
Okay.
What's the logic now? Lema, I'll say what we're saying at this point. Why do I have to renegotiate to buy it back?
Not because
we thought to say Ayin Yafa. We thought to say, okay, we're going to go check the Vatariya. We thought to say, the logic is that, hey, guy sells Ayin Yafa. Just like by the tree case. I sell you the tree, I sell you the land, you want to replant, Baruch Abba, no problem.
Right.
And Hakamim say the exact opposite. Nah, the land belongs, the road belongs to you, the access. The guy sells, he sells miserly. He sells Ayin, nah, just like by the tree case. But the tree case, Hakamim said, what? I sold you the tree. If the tree dies, I get the land back. You can't replant on my land. Good. That was the logic. So the Gemara came along and said, who said? Who said that it's an Ayin Yafa and an Ayin Ra'ah argument over here? Maybe we're working with different Sevarot. Okay, let's introduce the new Sevarot. Maybe it's new Sevarot. Maybe Rabbi Akiva holds the issue is that a seller's logic is, I don't want to buy something and then have to worry about a guy trampling and trespassing. Buyer, I'm sorry.
A buyer
is not going to pay money to be trampled on.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, he retains the nederek. You got to renegotiate to get it. And Hakamim are going to say what? No. Hakamim say a guy doesn't sell something that's going to cause him now to have to fly. Meaning, he doesn't sell something that takes away his access. Good? Now, at that point, I just want to read you a Rashbam. Look at fourth line. So now that we have the Sheklav Teriyah, good, and Sevarot, now we can go into the details of the... Look at the fourth line, Mimai.
Dilma de kula almatan ba'ayin yafa mukhir, ve'yesh lo karka, iname ba'ayin ra'a ve'en lo.
Which means maybe... Don't compare the case of the karka with the ground, the tree in the ground. Maybe over there everybody holds ayin yafa or ayin ra'a. That's not the situation over there. Emma modi rabbi akiva de mocher be'ayin ra'a mocher ve'en lo karka le'ba'al ha'ilan. Da'inu lokeyah. Which means maybe by the tree case, maybe the lokeyah doesn't get the ground.
De'lekach egebe lokeyah tera yidresu acherim.
Only in a case where yidresu acherim, that's what rabbi akiva said, he's got to buy back the ground. But in a case where... there's no yidresu. That for sure, the ground stays by the seller. In the case of the tree, is there any trespassing in the case of the tree?
No trespassing. We're not walking anywhere.
So maybe in that case, the Akiva will agree that when I sell the tree, I retain the karka. Right. You cannot prove from the tree case to this case. The tree case is different. The only reason why this case, so maybe Akiva says you got to renegotiate them by the derech, is because the buyer has a claim. The buyer says, "What do you think? I bought an item so you can trespass me." But in the case where that sevarah doesn't apply, could be the seller does retain the karka, like by the tree case. Initially, we thought to put the tree case and the karka together. It's all the same thing. Ayin yafara. No, the cases have two different sevarot working over here. Next, Rashbam.
V'rabanan savri. Lidrisa lo hayish lo kayah.
Oh, why? Why actually? Why is it, according to the rabbis, why isn't the buyer worried about trespassing? Maybe I can look at it the opposite way. We look at it from the seller's standpoint. So, what do you think? I'm going to fly to my board? What about the trespassing aspect?
So, the Rambam says, the end can hesron mamon.
Because really, it's not a loss, it might be an inconvenience. So the guy walks on your field a little while, not ruining your field. That's about where he's kicking up dirt and ruining the field. So therefore, it's not such a, again, it's more of an inconvenience than it is a loss.
אבל מוכר יש לו טענה דאינו של שיקבל דמי ביתו מן הלוקח, אבל שיסטייך לפרוח באוויר אל בורו ודותו שמעכב לעצמו.
Hey, that's a loss. How about I get to my board? I'm going to fly there.
ולכך ודאי לא מכר דרך בורו.
Exactly. What benefit do I have in a border without a derech? He looks at it as that claim is a stronger claim. Where the other claim is just inconvenience. Well, you think I sold it so you'll trespass? That's why I trespass. What's going to happen if I trespass? But my claim is much stronger. If I don't get a derech, I'm stuck. I can't use the board.
Now, v'yad ba'al ha'shtar al yatado, aval gabeh machar ilanot v'shiyer karka,
but go back to the tree case. By the tree case and the karka,
modeh rabbanan deba'ayin yafa machar, delet demokher ha'shtar ta'anat perichat avir.
In that case over there, it could be with the tree. He sold him the karka also according to the rabbis. The only reason why we gave an advantage to the seller is because, how am I going to get to my board? But where that sevarah doesn't apply, could be even the rabbis will agree, he gets the tree, he gets the karka. Which we don't, at this point, to get what I was saying, I want to get this is a very point of clarity in the Sheikh Lava Tariyah. Originally we thought, this is Ayin Yafa Machloket, Ayin Ra'a Machloket, just like the tree case. And whatever you say, by here, that's the source, that's what we play, but it goes, no.
By the tree case, I could tell you Rabbi Akiva will hold Ayin Yafa, Ayin Ra'ah. You could play around on that, the tree case over there. Different sevarot. Here, it's working with specific sevarot. And what are those two sevarot? Mocher and Lokeyach. Each one has their respective ta'ana. And the Rabbanan and the Hakamim are arguing in these cases. But where those sevarot don't apply, could be, they'll go back and forth on Ayin Yafa and Ayin Ra'ah. It's got nothing to do with this. I mean, don't learn from here the tree case. The tree case is the karka is a different dynamic. So to that, the Gemara said, "Ela mesefa." One more Rashbam. Dehach baba dektani machran lebor vedutar vabayt ekev laatzmo. Right, in the case where he specifically said, "I'm keeping the board and the dude for myself," the Be'akiva said, "En sedika lokeach likach lo derech." The Be'ayin yafa machar lo. Oh, so Gemara says, "I'll tell you where the Ayin yafa sevara comes in." The Ayin Yafa Sevara comes in the Sefa. What was the Sefa case? Sefa case is, I'm selling you the house. But I'm telling you clearly, I'm keeping the board in the dut. Okay? So in that case over there, what did Rabbi Akiva say? The guy that keeps the board in the dut, he gets to keep his derech, right? He gets to keep his derech. And according to Hakamim, when you keep the board in the dut, what's the deen? You still got to buy yourself a derech. Oh, so you know we're going to explain the machloket? So Rashbam says, look at the second line of why if they get wide. Rabbi Akiva omer, en tzrika lokeyach likach lo derech. Tebe'ayin yafa machar lo, kede kemefaresh tekameh. Te'ash talek lefiru shetamad Rabbi Akiva kede le'el, en adam lo seh shiten ma'otav vedresu acherim. Velekaka shum ta'ana lelokeyach, ela zot, תאין רוצה שייתן מעותיו ויפרח באוויר. אולי תאמה לו חי שווה עקיבה לאל. אל כך תאמה לך משום עין יפה. Let's speak out clearly. What could be Rabbi Akiva's reason in this case? Why does Rabbi Akiva say, in this case, that he gets to keep the derech? But what did he specify? He sold him the house. And are we getting the case right? He sold him the house and he's keeping the board and the dude for himself.
Okay, we're continuing in the Gemara on Samech Dalid. It's actually Samech Dalid Amud Bet,
where we left off.
Let's review quickly what the subject over here is. We basically have a Mishnah, we have a Machlokti Hachamim and Rabbi Akiva. A person sells a house. So the Mishnah says the board and the dude is not included. That means that the seller retains the bor and the dut. That's the well, the cisterns of water. That's not included in the sale. The hadush over here is of the Mishnah, that according to Rabbi Akiva says, "V'sarich likach lo derech." The mocher has to buy back the derech. When he sells everything. He has to get back to derech. He wants a passageway to his board. He's got to buy it back. Hakamim say no. He has it. It comes automatically. So we're trying to understand what's the machloket, what's the logic. So the Gemara begins, oh, my laba kamet ligi. The machloket over here is a very fundamental machloket. The ayin yafa, ayin ra'a machloket. As the Gemara says, this is the source for the Ayin Yafa, Ayin Ra'ah Machloket. Wherever else you can see it, this is where we get it from. What do you mean? Akiva says that Mocher is Mocher, the Ayin Yafa. He sells everything. Therefore, he sells the house, he sells the derech, he sells everything. So now, when he needs a passageway, he's got to buy it back. Can you say no? Mocher, Ayin Ra'ah Mocher. He sells it with a stingy eye. He sells the minimum he could sell, and everything else he keeps for himself. So he keeps himself not only the board, but he keeps himself also the passageway. That was the Gemara's initial understanding. So basically the style of the Gemara is, it's going to prove Ayin Yafa, then it's going to ask, who says? You could say it's a different Sevara. Maybe Rabbi Akiva and Hakamim are not arguing on Ayin Yafa business. Maybe they're arguing on a different Sevara. So the Gemara says, what could be the different Sevara? So the Gemara said, no, Mimai. The Gemara Rabbi Akiva said, En Adam Rotze Shitin Ma'otav Vidrisu Ahirim. The Rabbanan Savi, En Adam Rotze Shitin Ma'ot Vifrach Be'avir. It could be a different Sevara. Maybe the Resha This case I just told you is different sevara. What's a sevara? Rabbi Akiva says that a guy doesn't pay money, looking at from the buyer's standpoint, a guy doesn't pay money in order that after he buys the house, people are going to trample on his property. Because this guy now, to get to his board, he's got to walk on the property. So, I bought a house so you can trample on it. So the seller knows that also. So it's almost understood that he's giving him the house with the board and with the derech, and he has to buy it back because when he's selling it to him, a guy does not want to buy a property and give his money where he's going to be trampled on in his house. Okay, so that's really looking at it from the buyer's standpoint. Achim say no. Different sevara. You know why the seller keeps the derech? Because when a guy sells something, he doesn't give up his access. Well, how's he going to get to his board? Fly there. So the language of he said was, "En adam rotzis shi'item ma'otav idrisu." That's Rabbi Akiva. En adam rotzis shi'itol ma'ot. A guy doesn't want his money to be taken, and then he has to end up flying, meaning fly to the board. That's the explanation. So maybe there are different sevarot over here. Not sevarot of Ayin Yafa and Ayin La'a. Ela's these two sevarot. So the Gemara says, oh, so maybe I could tell you some of the sefa. What was the sefa? Sefa case of the Mishnah. Our Mishnah was what? Machra, first white line. Machra le'acher. You sold the board and the dut to others. It's a reverse case. Here you kept the house for yourself and you sold the board and the dut to somebody else. That's all you sold the board and the dut. In that case, what does it say? Rabbi Akiva omer, eno tzadik lekach lo derech. Rabbi Akiva says, the seller, the buyer, doesn't have to get a derech. The derech comes with the board and the dut. V'achamim omrim, tzarich. Which means that's the exact opposite. Exact opposite which we said in the Rishah. So comes the Gemara and says, so now what's the Gemara want to say from the Sefa? In the Sefa, you can't apply the sevara that we said in the Resha. The sevarot that I just told you don't apply in this case. Actually, the sevarot are totally reversed. What was the sevara according to Rabbi Akiva in the Resha? The sevara of Rabbi Akiva was what? A person doesn't buy something that he can get trampled on over here. Here, it's reversed. The buyer bought a board and dut. From the buyer's standpoint, he bought a board and a dut. The sevara is that he gets the derech in this case, because that sevara doesn't apply. When did we say a guy doesn't want to get trampled on? That's when he's buying a house. But he's buying a house and you're keeping the board and the dut. I'm not paying money to get trampled on. But in this case, the sevara doesn't apply. The guy's buying a board and a dut. So Rabbi Akiva will say, when you buy a board and a dut, ayin yafa. I'm sorry, he'll say ayin yafa hu mukher. He sells him everything, and he gets the board, the dut, and he gets a derech, because the sevara doesn't apply. And Hakamim, what did Hakamim say? They looked at it from the seller's aspect. Oh, a seller, he doesn't take money, right? What was the lashon of Hakamim? En adam rotze shi'item ma'otav, shi'itol ma'ot, v'yifrach ba'avir. He doesn't want to take money, and then he has to fly. In this case over here, the seller did not have to fly. He sold the board and the dut. Right. So it must be Hakamim hold that when a person sells, he sells ba'ayin ra'a, and therefore that's why he has to buy back the. If you say ayin ra'a, he sold the thing ba'ayin ra'a, then he doesn't have to buy it back. Let lashon Hakamim, v'Hakamim omrim tzarich. Hakamim say tzarich. So what would be tzarich? And there is sefa. In the Sefa cases where he sold them the derech, he sold them the board and the dut. So what does Rabbi Akiva say? Rabbi Akiva said, "Eno tzarich." Look at the Rashbam top line, the first wide line. Ela mesefa, the ach baba diktani machran the board vedut leachel vabayit ikev laatzmo. He kept the house to himself. Rabbi Akiva, "En tzarich alokeiach likach lo derech." The ba'ayin yafa machar lo. That's the point. Which means the person who bought the board and the dut, he gets everything. The lokeya doesn't have to buy the derech. The derech comes with it. And Achamim say, no, the derech doesn't cover it. Hakamim will say it's ayin la'a. So we found the machloket of ayin yafa and ayin la'a in the sefa with lechal is the only sevara that works. The previous sevarot that we applied to the resha, they don't apply to the sefa. So there we have the ayin yafa and la'a machloket. So Gemara says, no, I can tell you that the sefa is working with a different sevara. What is that? Gemara says, Dilma be'ay peligi. Rabbi Akiva sevar batal data de lokeah azlinan. Rabbanan savre batal data de mocher azlinan. Maybe it's a fundamental machloket that Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Hakamim have. That Rabbi Akiva says, you go after the lokeah. Lokeah has an advantage, which means buyer's advantage. And Hakamim go after the seller. What does that mean? Rashbam. Look at Vidilma in Rashbam. Vidilma ba'apeligi de Rabbi Akiva sabar batal data de lokeah azlinan. Kolomar. Ben Rabbanan ben Rabbi Akiva hashivi lehu shte tanot de nisat ufri hata vidu betervayu adam makpid. Don't mix up the sevarot of guy wants the seller that says he doesn't want to fly over his board and the buyer that says he doesn't want people trampling on his property. Really, Rabbi Akiva and Achim hold of both sevarot. They're not exclusive to each other. They hold of both sevarot. So what's the machlokot over here? And Rabbi Akiva miyapekoach lokeach bekol mekol. Rabbi Akiva always puts the advantage on the buyer. So long as he has a ta'ana, the buyer wins. Right? Guy doesn't throw his money for nothing. He knew that when the guy's buying, he wants to buy a complete item. Not buying something that now I get spoiled because the guy's going to walk on my property. I'm not worried about the yes. The mocher has a ta'ana. Hey, when am I going to fly to my board? Both have ta'anot. But the ta'ana of the lokeah wins according to the biakivak. Verabanan azibatadat mocher. He said, no, you go after the seller. The yad ba'alashtar ala tahtuna. Okay, good. So therefore, really, I'll tell you, that's the sevara of the sefa. The sevara of the, it's really, Rabbi Akiva looks at it from the seller, from the buyer standpoint, and therefore the buyer, he bought, everyone wants to buy a complete item. You're buying a board and a duta. I want to buy the board, the duta, and the derech to get there. And Achamim say, no, Achamim look at it from the seller's standpoint. So therefore, it's not an ayin yafa, an ayin ra'a business. It's a seller's claim or buyer's claim. So we still didn't prove anywhere yet. Where's the ayin ra'a and the ayin yafa machloket? So far we explained the resha one way. Resha we explained the two sevarot. The sefa we explained ya lokeach and mocher. So where is the ayin yafa business? The Gemara continues. Gemara says ve'ela meha. Or maybe we can learn it from here.
Amen.
Lo et abor. ולא את הגת ולא את השובח בין חרבים בין יישובים. What is this talking? Then you sold the house. With the house, the boar doesn't come. The gat doesn't come. Gat is like the press. Right? The olive press. You don't get that with the house. ולא את השובח doesn't come with the dovecote. The birds. בין חרבים בין יישובים. Rashbam, lo et abor v'lo et agat, but itini tani nesha hamocher asadeh. Okay, he's talking about selling a field. Incidentally, selling a field. Machar abanim, it comes with the stones. Aval lo machar abanim shenam letzorka. Okay, it doesn't come with the stones that have nothing to do with the field. Stones that were just on the field that don't serve the field. V'lo et abor v'lo et agat bebor shevdoch asadeh ma'ir shayu osim betoch asadeh for irrigation. Ben harevi she'en ma'im bebor. Whether it's a functional bor. Or not functional, whether it's Harev. Gat, okay, what's the Gat? Not the Gat, Bebor, we saw that already. Ben Harevish and mine Bebor, Ben Keramim Samuch Le Gat. And even if there's no grapes next to the olive press, and even if there's no doves in the dovecote, that's Harevin. Harevin's going back on all of them. Ben Yeshuvin, Yushavin, or whether they're functional, doesn't matter. These items are not included. A functional dovecote, not functional dovecote. Bowl with water, no water. Wine press, yeah, with grapes or not. So Gemara says, now, Veserich Likach Lo Derech. So it means the seller, here we go again, the seller retains these items. But Rabbi Akiva says the seller has to buy back a derech. Devre Rabbi Akiva, which means how's he going to get to his wine press? So he's got to buy the derech back from the guy he sold the field to. Now that's the same exact machlok we just had in our Mishnah. What do you need a separate machlok for? Ha tu lamali. What do you need this case? It's the same case as the house. The machlok of the house, that you retain the derech or don't retain it. Then you give a case of a sadeh. What do you need this case for? It's superfluous. I'll tell you why. Ela lava kamashma lan, terbi akiva sevan mocher ba'ayin yafa mocher. Which means from the fact that it's superfluous, so it's coming to teach me a new machloket over here. That not only when the sevarot of our Mishnah apply, but even when the sevarot of our Mishnah don't apply, we'll apply a new sevarot of Ayin Yafa and Ayin Ra'a. The Rabbi Akiva says a person sells the field Ba'ayin Yafa, and therefore everything goes to the buyer, and therefore he's got to buy back his derech. The you say, no, the guy sells Ba'ayin Ra'a. Which means, realize that Al Mishnah was working with different Sivarot. Al Mishnah with the house and the board and the dude, it was working with Sivarot. God doesn't want to be trampled on, or God doesn't want to fly in the sky. That's over here. So you tell me, same case with the Sadeh? It's the same thing. That must be from the fact that it's saying it's superfluous, extra case. Must be even where those Sivarot of Al Mishnah don't apply, you apply other Sivarot. What Sivarot? Ayin Yafa and Ayin Na'a. So we found the Ayin Yafa and Ayin Na'a case. Comes again and says, no. Vedilma Ashmin and Bayit. No, maybe you need both cases. Maybe really the machloket between them is not an ayin yafa and ayin ra'a. Really the machloket between them is like we said in our Mishnah. That what Rabbi Akiva says, you look at it from the buyer standpoint, he doesn't want to get trampled. And you look at it from the seller's standpoint, he says, I don't want to fly over my to get to my board. Oh, so what did you need to give me a case of a bayit and a case of a sadeh? You need both cases. Why? The iashmein and bayit. If you just told me the sevarah by bayit mishum de bayit sni'uta. There a guy might have a claim, I don't want people trampling on my house because the house is senua. You want privacy. Aval sadeh emalo. But in the field, maybe the guy's not makpid. Field anyway is out in the open. Now, the iashmein and sadeh, if you were to tell me just a case of the sadeh, mishum de kashulu davsha. Trampling hurts the field. Trampling hurts the field because it ruins the crop. But trampling doesn't hurt the bayit. So therefore, you need both cases. So therefore, really, I can tell you that's not an ayin yafa and ayin ra'a machloka. Really, it's the same sevarot of our Mishnah. So you told me a case of a bayit and a case of a sadeh, because I would not be able to learn one from the other. Each one has its own properties. So now the Gemara says, so where do you see the ayin yafa and ayin ra'a machloka? I like the whole same question. Ve'ela mesefa. The sefa of the next Mishnah. What does it say over there? Machran la'achir. Now, by the way, this sefa of the next Mishnah is exactly the sefa of our Mishnah. What was the sefa of our Mishnah? You sold the board and the dude to somebody else. So then Rabbi Akiva and Hachamim had a reverse argument. When you sell the board and the dude, so this case of this machran, you sold the, you retained the field to yourself and you sold the wine press. So you retained the field to yourself and you sold the the well, whatever it may be. So what did it say in that case? Rabbi Akiva omer, eno tzarich likach lo derech. Rabbi Akiva says, in that case over there, you know, the buyer doesn't have to buy a derech. It comes with a derech. Lachemim omrim, tzarich. Ha tu lamali. Hainu hach. What do you need this case for? It's exactly the sifa of Amishnah. El alav akamashmalan, Rabbi Akiva sabar mocher ba'ayin yafa mocher. Rabbi Akiva sabar mocher ba'ayin ra'a mocher. Shema minna. El the proof of ayin lav and ayin yafa comes from the redundancy of the sefa of the next Mishnah. Because in that case over there, you told me already once in our Mishnah, when the seller sells the board and the dut, Rabbi Akiva says he sells the derech with it. And Achamim say, no, he retains the derech. What do you need to tell me case of a field for? When a guy sells a field, he sells the whole field. When a guy sells, I'm sorry, the press, he sells the derech with it. And Achamim say, no, he retains the derech. That's the same machlok at the end of our Mishnah. Ela must be, and don't tell me that the sevara is over there, is lokeh, advantage lokeh or advantage mocheh, like we said in the sefa of our Mishnah, because we said it already once. Ela must be that the sefa of that Mishnah is being repeated to come and tell me that when those sevarot don't apply, you'll apply the ayin yafa and the ayin ra'a machloket. That means, according to Rabbi Akiva is going to say, mocher be'ayin yafa. Therefore, he has to buy back his derech. And we're going to say, mocher ba'ayin ra'a. Therefore, he retains his derech. So we proved, somebody would ask you, how do you know this concept of seller that sells ba'ayin ra'a and ayin yafa? You know it from the next Mishnah's sefa case, which is repetitive. We don't know from the Neshah, because the Neshah is a Sadeh. This Mishnah is a Bayit, the next Mishnah is a Sadeh. You need both cases of Bayit and Sadeh, because if it said Bayit, there would no Sadeh. If it said Sadeh, there would no Bayit. But from the Sefa, the Gemara found it totally extra. And therefore, from that extra, we learned that Mukher Ba'ayin Yafan, Ayin Ra'ah. El Alav, look at the bottom Rashbam. El Alav Shma'mina, Hach Mishnah Yitera, Dektani Lashmina, Dafidu Bish'ad Mekomot. Even in other cases, Deleka Anach Ta'amim, Miyapira Biyakiva Koach Lokeach, Mishum Ayin Yafa, Rabbanan Miyapin Koach Mokher, Mishum Ayin Ra'ah. That's why I go back to the case of the tree and the land. That's the place we're trying to... you have a tree, you have a land underneath it, the guy sells him the tree, doesn't include the land underneath. According to Rabbi Akiva, Mokher Ba'ayin Yafa Mokher, it includes the land underneath it. Even if the tree dies, Rabbi Akiva will say, you could plant again another tree over there, because I sold you the tree plus the land underneath. No, once the tree dies, you cannot replant again, because I only sold you the tree, I didn't sell you the land underneath. Therefore, Mokher Ba'ayin Ra'ah. And the Gemara says that is a final proof. Baruch Adonai L'Olam, Amen V'Amen.